Good morning, this is Jeremy Geezer, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 6th of June 2011. First of all, could I apologise to anyone who's been trying to contact us by email last week. We upgraded our systems over the bank holiday, something that should have only taken an hour or so, but we had major problems, but I hope those are sorted out now. For me, it was a relaxing half-term break. And great to be away from email, actually, once maybe we decide to scrap email altogether. The break only marred by a two-hour root canal session at the dentist, which was not pleasant, followed by a trip up to Northumberland in the sunshine, which is very, very pleasant. Anyway, moving on to the markets and the highlights of last week, characterised by some very poor data across the globe, particularly purchasing managers' indices from China to Germany to the US, all indicating manufacturing slowing across the globe. And in the US, the weak growth prospects were reinforced by very disappointing employment data on Friday, which sent global markets spinning downwards. However, in Europe, there was encouraging news from Germany, where unemployment for the first time in seven months, so it fell below 3 million, indicating that the German economy is thriving. The Greece crisis continued to rumble on. We're now into the realms of a pseudo-default and temporary rescue packages, but there are increasing concerns about what the impact of the Greek debt crisis, especially if there is a full default, will have on banks, not just in Europe, but around the world. And that, too, is a real worry for markets at the moment. Commodities this week were reasonably stable, and the oil price is now around $100 to the barrel, where it has been for most of the last week and a half. But the US dollar dropped further as the data that we saw last week was interpreted as a sign that there will be yet a further delay in the normalisation of monetary policy. So a postponement of the ending of QE2 and no rise in interest rates for some time to come. Conversely, the euro was up on the Greek bailout package, even though that's got to be seen as a temporary stopgap measure. So what was the effect on the markets? Well, in Western markets, we saw the fifth consecutive week of straight declines, although Far Eastern markets are a bit more mixed. So in Japan and Hong Kong, we saw falls of around 1%, but other parts of the Far East up around 0.5%. Europe was down 1.5%, and the US down just over 2%. So what was the bottom line? Well, to be fair, the news is not very surprising. I've been saying for some time that experience of other balance sheet recessions, which is what we're in, or have been in, is that it often takes around 7 years to fully recover. And that recovery is always characterized by slow growth as governments and consumers deleverage and pay down debt, often selling assets in the process. So it was always going to be a bumpy ride. And to be fair, we're probably into a soft patch rather than a reversal. And that soft patch probably caused as much by the rise in energy prices in the spring as anything else. Although those energy prices have now come off, which is some relief. Arguably, momentum is still positive, although weak. But we mustn't forget there are signs of strength, especially in the all-important US economy, where layoffs are trending down, consumers in work are actually spending, businesses are investing, profits are up, and the weak dollar is boosting manufacturing and exports. So it's not all bad news. But in the current environment, as I keep saying, it is important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against the not insignificant macroeconomic risks. So what's happening this week? We see the US Beige Book published on Wednesday, and people will be looking at the anecdotal assessments of growth from the regional banks contained in that book. A lot of central bank activity this week coming up from Australia, New Zealand, Korea, Malaysia, all with an emphasis on inflation, as well as Eurozone UK, where the emphasis will be on growth. That's it. Before I go, please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life on 01439 770105 or through our website or your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I hope you found that useful and look forward to talking to you again next week.